KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Partly cloudy skies and 20 degrees your temperature here this morning. Today we look for partly sunny skies and a high of 30 with northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news here on KJAN. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports three separate arrests on Friday night. At 10:47 p.m., deputies arrested 21-year-old Darian Elizabeth Heideman of Red Oak in the 300 block of Broad Avenue in Red Oak on a valid Montgomery County arrest warrant for failure to appear on an original charge of disorderly conduct. Heideman was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 cash-only bond. At 11:37 p.m., deputies arrested 19-year-old Mitchell Lee Stallard of Council Bluffs for possession of a controlled substance following a traffic stop. The arrest occurred at Highway 34 and Highway 71 north of Villisca. Stallard was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. At 11:59 p.m., deputies arrested 36-year-old Timothy George Myers of Elliott for public intoxication and interference with official acts. The arrest was made following an incident in the 600 block of Main Street in Elliott. Deputies did have to use a taser to complete the arrest. Myers was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. Additional charges are pending. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of an Irwin man on Thursday on an arrest warrant. 24-year-old Orrin Wesley Wright III was arrested for vehicular homicide operating under the influence, a Class B felony. The charges stem from an incident that occurred on August 21, 2016, which resulted in the death of 67-year-old Russell John Buckley of Erling. Wright was held at the Shelby County Jail on $25,000 bond. A state regulatory agency has fined a Southwestern Iowa Disability Treatment Center $30,000 and notified Iowa Medicaid officials that they should terminate the center's federal certification if improvements aren't made by April. The Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals on Friday released a report on its abuse investigation at the Glenwood State Resource Center. It details incidents of patients struck on the head with spoons, knives, and taunted with explicit sexual conversations that made them cower in discomfort. Glenwood serves 230 people with behavioral challenges or severe medical conditions. The Iowa Department of Human Services, which runs the center, announced January 4th that six workers were fired, six resigned, and five others were disciplined after finding seven patients were physically abused and 13 others were subjected to verbal abuse or neglect. A traffic stop in Avoca Thursday morning on a vehicle with no license plates or in-transit sticker resulted in the arrest of a man wanted on a warrant from Texas. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports a passenger in the vehicle, 26-year-old Jesse Warren Bozarth of Victoria, Texas, was wanted on warrants for aggravated robbery and two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail for being a fugitive from justice. The driver of the car, Lisa Detrick, was cited for failure to have a valid license and released. And at around 3:40 a.m. on Friday, 41-year-old Adam David Carman of Council Bluffs was arrested in Pottawatomie County on a Council Bluffs Police Department warrant for theft in the third degree. His arrest took place following a traffic stop as he was a passenger in the vehicle. He was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail on the warrant. Iowa authorities intend to file murder and other charges against a man accused of killing a Des Moines resident who'd been reported missing. The Des Moines Police Department said in a news release Friday that prosecutors have approved charges of robbery, burglary, and first-degree murder against 22-year-old Kyle Jepson of Des Moines. He's accused of killing Gloria Gary, who was reported missing January 5th and was last seen January 3rd. Her car was spotted Wednesday in Parowan City, Utah, and again Thursday in Toole County, Utah. Authorities say Jepson was taken into custody there and will be returned to Iowa. Des Moines police say they obtained a search warrant for Gary's home and found a body believed to be hers. A positive identification awaits autopsy results. Two people participating in a sit-in at U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley's office have been arrested. A news release by the Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement Action Fund says the arrest followed a four-hour sit-in Friday at Grassley's office in Des Moines to protest the nomination of fellow Republican Senator Jeff Sessions as the next Attorney General by President-elect Donald Trump. The group says Hugh Espy, Executive Director of Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement Action Fund, and Reddit Hudson, Regional Director for the NAACP, were arrested. Nearly 100 people showed up at the office and pledged not to leave until Grassley agreed to block Sessions' appointment. The Action Fund says the protesters were forcibly removed around 4:30 p.m. Sessions' opponents have accused him of being anti-immigration and insensitive to civil rights. And police in Council Bluffs have arrested a man on a charge of child endangerment causing serious injury. 28-year-old Jack Williams of Council Bluffs was arrested in connection with an incident that took place around 1:50 a.m. Thursday at the American Motel on South 24th Street in Council Bluffs. Williams was being held in the Pottawatomie County Jail. Authorities say officers were dispatched to assist rescue personnel. Responding units learned that a four-month-old male infant had stopped breathing, but his parents were able to resuscitate him. The child was transported by a rescue squad to Jenny Edmondson Hospital. At Jenny Edmondson, emergency medical staff observed injuries on the infant that were consistent with him being physically abused. The child's condition began to deteriorate, and he was transferred to Children's Hospital in Omaha, where he remains in critical condition. Detectives from the Criminal Investigation Division were notified and took over the investigation. As a result of the investigation, it was determined that the infant's father, Jack Williams, was the sole caretaker for the infant when the injuries occurred. Officers located Williams at the motel Thursday afternoon and took him into custody. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Aline Meyer, age 73, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Aline Meyer will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Ruth Ann Corey, age 90, of Lemon Grove, California, formerly of Avoca and Walnut, died January 1st at the Boulder Creek Post-Acute Care Center in Poway, California. Graveside services for Ruth Ann Corey will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Monroe Township Cemetery in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Isabel Hindbush, age 91, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. Celebration of Life services for Isabel Hindbush will be held today at 1:30 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Loreen Eppelsheimer, aged 86, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care in Atlantic. Funeral services for Loreen Eppelsheimer will be held Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Griswold Church of Christ. Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Dennis Linfer, age 67, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Dennis Linfer will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ardell Lorenzen, age 85, of Atlantic and formerly of Walnut, died Wednesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Ardell Lorenzen will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Oka has arrangements. Barbara Bobby K. Lovejoy, age 57, of Audubon, died Tuesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Barbara Bobby Lovejoy will be held today at 2 p.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Brian Douglas Bogie, age 64, of Harlan, died December 17th at North Suburban Hospital in Thornton, Colorado. Memorial services for Brian Douglas Bogie will be held on here today at 2 p.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Sandra Valerie Pollard, age 72, of Stewart, died January 7th at home. A Celebration of Life open house for Sandra Pollard will be held today from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. at the Stewart Library. And Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Scott Detter, age 62, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home in rural Atlantic. Funeral services for Scott Detter will be held today at 4 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. David D. Bishop, age 70, of Griswold, died Tuesday at Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Memorial services for David Bishop will be held Monday at 2 p.m. at the Griswold Central Church of Christ. The Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has the arrangements. Betty L. Brown, age 74, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Visitation with family is from 3 to 4 p.m. Monday at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic, with graveside services for Betty Brown taking place Monday at 4:15 p.m. at the Brighton Township Cemetery in Marney. Patricia Ray Schwartz, age 83, of Atlantic, died January 4th at Atlantic Specialty Care. No services are planned for Patricia Schwartz, but a gathering of family and friends will be held beginning at 6 p.m. Monday at the New Heritage House Multipurpose Room in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Edwin Charles Haig, age 96 of Casey, died Thursday at Caring Acres in Oneida. Graveside services for Edwin Hagg will be held on Tuesday at 2:30 p.m. in the Oakwood Cemetery in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. Pauline Anna Drager, age 95, of Atlantic, died on Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care in Atlantic. Funeral services for Pauline Drager will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Roger Berg, age 63, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Roger Berg will be held on January 21st, and next Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home has the arrangements. Leland Dean Johnson, age 93, of Greenfield and formerly of Oneida, died Monday at Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Memorial services for Leland Johnson will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Ruth Large, age 84, died Thursday at Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ruth Large are currently pending. Ruby Thompson, age 93, died Thursday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Ruby Thompson are pending at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Gladys Irma Daniel, age 91, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Caring Acres in Oneida. Services for Gladys Irma Daniel will be held at a later date as cremation has taken place. Dorothy D. Johnson, age 91, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. In accordance with her wishes, cremation has taken place and no services will be held for Dorothy Johnson. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. And John Doyle, Jr., age 70, of Manning, formerly of Newton, died Thursday at his home in Manning. Services for John Doyle, Jr. are currently pending with the OD Funeral Home in Manning. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.